You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic, the revolutionary mobile-first business school that seeks ambition, not just your tuition. Selective admissions ensure you learn alongside students and alumni from around the world who match your potential. Hear their stories and learn about the modern MBA at quantic.edu/wired. The UK rolls out new rapid coronavirus tests. The CDC predicts 11,000 deaths per week, and Wired shares some tips for staying in touch with loved ones. Here's what you should know. Millions of new 90-minute tests designed to detect both COVID-19 and other viruses like the flu will be rolled out to hospitals and labs across the UK in the coming weeks. "We're using the most innovative technologies available to tackle coronavirus," said British Health Secretary Matt Hancock. "Millions of new rapid coronavirus tests will provide on-the-spot results in under 90 minutes, helping us to break chains of transmission quickly." With cases skyrocketing across the country, the CDC is predicting 11,000 deaths every week in the U.S. this month as the virus enters a new phase. "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread," says White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx. The U.S. now has over 4.6 million cases and nearly 155,000 deaths. Staying in touch with faraway friends and family wasn't easy before the pandemic, but it may prove even more challenging now. From socially distanced movie nights to friendship lamps, our writers put together some ideas to keep your loved ones feeling loved. Read more online at wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.